This is the Tempered Fables podcast. My name is Norman T. Chella. Welcome. The Tempered Fables is a podcast of fictional stories that are created, narrated, and hosted by me, Norman. I take the role of a narrator named N.T. Clover, and we, well, me and him, sit by a campfire to tell you a story. The stories range in genres from funny to sad to scary and strange. They're also unserialized, so you don't have to listen to them in order, though that may change over time. In this episode, a man and a child talk about nightmares. Cool. And the genres are horror. I guess you could say horror. Or speculative horror is probably closer to the genre I was trying to go for. But yeah, maybe you might not want to listen to this at night. If all is well, then shall we? Let's get into character and set up the fire. Akumu, the nightmare. Two Japanese kanji, evil and illusion. Many a tale could be spun from nightmares, but the only ones we remember are the ones that haunt us the most. The nightmares come alive. The ghosts that we see in real life. Our own fears, our own tragedies manifested. Are you afraid? Oh, so am I, my friend. But keep looking into the fire. Sooner or later, you will find that you, no matter the weight of our thoughts, the consequences our future brings us, you were never alone this entire time. Episode 26, Akumu, the Nightmare. Welcome to the Tempered Fables. My name is N.T. Clover. Come, sit by the fire. Let me tell you a story. Father, father, how did all these nightmares start for you? The boy looked up at the old resting man with his large, innocent eyes. They were lit up by the fireplace in the living room. The man was sitting in his favorite chair with a large mug of coffee in hand.
Sit down, kid. Here's a story my father shared with me a long time ago.
He looked out to the large glass-stained window. All he saw were dark shadowed trees and the light of the moon. He could make it out through the slight mosaic painting on the window.
Perfect timing. When he told me about this, the moon was just as bright as it is now.
The boy hurried out of the room and came back, dragging a large woven silk blanket across the floor. He wrapped himself around with it and sat on the floor, sitting close to the warmth. It was just the two of them. No one else was there.
Do you know how to write it, kid? The two characters? Evil and illusion?
The kid shook his head. It may have been too difficult for him to write it. He can probably imagine what it is, however.
Evil is written like this. As you know, kid, the characters are made up of smaller characters.
He drew the character on a notebook with a pencil.
The bottom part is the character for heart. You know, what we all have inside. The upper part, well, that's something else. It looks like an eye, doesn't it?
The boy nodded.
Well, it could be an eye or an anvil. A heavy weight crushing the most important organ in our body. To hold down your heart is evil, isn't it? It's not natural. It goes against what your heart is meant to do. It's in the way. It's an obstacle. The burden on ourselves. Do you get it so far, kid?
He nodded.
Good. The other character, dream, or illusion. We love it when it's by itself. We have fun, amazing dreams, don't we? But put evil next to it, and it's the worst thing ever. A nightmare. The worst of the worst. It's something you can't touch, yet it haunts you, It's a ghost you can't get rid of, because it's a dream that crushes your heart. A nightmare is that, the heaviest intangible burdens on our hearts, made by our minds, pushed down on us by our characters. The man stared into the fire, sipping on his mug of coffee. Father, father, what kind of nightmares do you get?
Well, kid, I may have told you this beforehand. I had a family once before you came.
But isn't that a good thing, father?
They're not here anymore. They have moved on.
The little boy gripped his blanket tighter with his small hands. He kept looking at the man. What happened?
It was a nightmare that scared them away. I was afraid of losing them. I worked and worked to make sure they don't have to. But I never got to talk to them much because of that. They had left me because of that. Then I heard in the papers of a single mother and her two children dead in a car crash. And my nightmares became true.
Oh, that's sad. Don't you want another one?
The man turned sharply to look at the boy. His widened eyes slowly closed, eyebrows dropping into a growing, steady rage.
That's another nightmare of its own.
But you won't feel alone, right, father? They have left you already. Why not start again?
It was the tone of voice that changed the air in the room. No sooner was it warm than a foul, chilling wind swept the inside of the house. The moonlight started to dim, and the bright, colorful mosaic started to lose its saturation. The trees became wailing shadows of dangling arms and unnatural shapes. The man started to break sweat. In his vision, the little child seemed bigger. Not in size, but in presence. Menacing, even. The sudden knock jolted the man out of his frozen state. His legs buckled, dropped, down to the floor, and started crawling towards the door.
Father.
Father.
Don't go.
Get away from me.
Father. Father. You don't need to answer it.
I need to live.
But, father.
I'm not your father, child.
In desperation, he threw the mug beside him at the child. It missed. There was no change in expression on the boy's face.
Who are you, and why are you here?
The boy did not answer. The boy slowly kept walking towards him.
Why are you always doing this to me?
He leaned against the wall for support, holding his strained heart. On the floor, he saw the open notebook, turned to the pages where the characters were written. They were replaced. It was their family portrait together. But the faces were erased. Instead, they had Akumu written on every single one. The boy picked it up and showed it to him.
I can help you, father. I can make this right for you.
The boy smiled. There was something wrong with that smile. No sincerity. His eyes as well. Pure malice. The lines from the portrait started to mix and blend on the pages. It turned into a portrait of the man's face. In pain, eyes bleeding with thick black blood.
You just have to let me.
The boy inched closer and brandished a kitchen knife from his pocket.
I can help you forget.
The man woke up in cold sweat, alone in his house, no one to comfort him. He broke in tears. For it was the same dream that haunted him over and over again. On repeat, the burden on his heart, the anvil, the illusion, the boy that won't let him live.
naked in the bathtub, and a knife in his right hand. He tried and failed again. Tomorrow is only another night coming. And that is the end of the tale. Until next time, friend, I'll be waiting by the fire.
Right, I hope you enjoyed the story. This one was strange and sort of horrific. Let's see, let's go through some of the inspirations. A man trying to understand his own nightmares was the sentence that I've written here. I guess I was just trying to understand my own. Nightmares can take any shape or form, but their intention is the same, to plague the minds of those who witness them. I guess it was because I was going through such hard times recently that I was really pondering mental health, that it was a very, very serious issue to consider for anybody, any individual, any part of society. And, you know, whether your nightmares can be in the form of a monster or a person that you know, or it could be a reflection of yourself. It could be something that you're doing, but you're justifying it via a new created character in your head. Another inspiration is that I have a friend who wants to raise more awareness about mental health, to encourage discussion and discourse for the topic. Creating safe environments to talk about it, you know, for her generation, for millennials, and for other generations as well, through social media, to destroy the image of it, of mental health issues as a weakness when shown in public. That's a very toxic opinion to hold for society to have, and she's trying her best to ensure that everybody gets the support that they need, and I really respect that. I guess when I combine those two pieces of inspiration together, that's how this character, Akumu, or this man and child, or child in brackets, that's how they were invented. And we can only, through the form of stories, allow a peek into the horrors that we come up with in our heads. And these stories tend to be dreams, or evil dreams. I don't know. It's been a while since I've written this story, actually. It was kind of hard to remember the connections between each inspiration. Maybe I myself need some help, too. I don't know. Ah, well. It's still quite haunting. Anyway, that's it for now. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Tempered Fables is a podcast created, hosted, and written by Norman T. Chella. That's me. For more info on the show, you can check out temperedfables.com. You can also check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well, at Tempered Fables. If you like the show, consider subscribing in your favorite podcast listening app, whether it be Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, or the app of your choice. To keep the show alive, you can help me out by giving a starred review on Apple Podcasts as well. It sounds tiring to repeat it over and over again, but I'm genuinely grateful for the fact that you're listening to this. Seeing your support by subscribing and reviewing is an amazing thing as well, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for it.